Webster City Volleyball is off to their best start to a season since they started 5-2 in 2013. The Lynx have been driven by the play of junior Sierra Rattenborg, Jocelyn Gurley, and Reese Casey, the two former Bean players among the top of the state in kills and assists, respectively. Thursday night presents a huge test for the Lynx as they will travel north to take on the Cowgirls of Cleary and Goldfield Dalles. The Cowgirls have qualified for the Class 3A state tournament the last 3 years and have started the quest for 4 in a row with a 6-0 record and a championship at the CGD tournament. CGD has been led by juniors Lexi Lane, Clarissa Hasty, and Carly Lehman, and senior Nikki Kapka. Lane currently leads the team in kills and aces, while Kapka leads the team in assists. Clarissa Hasty is second on the team in kills, while Carly Lehman is second on the team in assists. First serve is scheduled for 7 p.m. in Clarion tonight. 95.7 KQWC will have coverage in Clarion starting at 6:55 p.m. After an extremely busy first week of the season, the South Hamilton girls only saw action in one game this school week as they traveled to Eldora to take on the undefeated Tigers of South Hardin. South Hardin ended South Hamilton's season a year ago in the district tournament, which put revenge on the mind of the Hawks. Revenge would have to wait for the Hawks, as South Hardin took Tuesday night's matchup 3-0. South Hamilton battled tough in set one, but ultimately fell by a score of 25-21. South Hardin would then take the next two sets by scores of 25-11 and 25-10. South Hamilton will return to action this weekend as they will travel to Lake City to participate in the South Central Calhoun Early Bird Tournament. Teams participating include South Central Calhoun, Audubon, Pocahontas Area, Perry, Belmont Clemmy, and Manson at Northwest Webster. The South Hamilton cross country team will participate in their second meet of the week as they travel to Eldora to participate in the South Hardin Invitational. The Hawks competed earlier this week in the Lynx invite at Bricks Woods Golf Course in Webster City. For the South Hamilton boys, they have been led this season by junior Landon Grove, who leads all Hawks runners with a season-best time of 18 minutes and 52 seconds. Junior Eli Potter holds the second-best varsity time with a PR of 20 minutes, 31 seconds. Logan Halfwasson, Pete Coburn, and Ben Bailey round out the rest of the top five times for the South Hamilton boys thus far. The South Hamilton girls have been following the lead of junior Paige Doolittle, who holds the Hawks' season-best time of 23 minutes and 2 seconds. Fellow junior Annika Kienzel holds the second-best time of 23 minutes and 35 seconds. Seniors Anna Lammers, Madison Bone, and Mercedes Bone round out the top five times for the South Hamilton girls. Eagle Grove volleyball continues the search for win number one on the 2021 season as the second week of games marches on. While the Eagles didn't find it Tuesday night against West Hancock, the Eagles continued to show marked improvement from the first week of the season. West Hancock took set one by a final 25-19 against Eagle Grove in the Battle of the Birds. West Hancock then took set two by a final of 25-15 before closing the night out with a 25-18 win in set three to complete the sweep. Junior Braxton Style led Eagle Grove in kills with 4, while sophomore Maddie Kaiser led the team in assists with 8. Eagle Grove is back in action on Thursday night as they will travel across Wright County to take on Belmont Clemmy in Belmont. The Eagles lost to the Broncos earlier this season at the Clarion Goldfield Dalles tournament by a final of 2-0. With local sports, this is Quinn Douglas reporting.